So this week is Domestic Abuse Awareness Week. You may have seen the Your Sanctuary stall in the town centre, just outside Sainsbury's. They're raising awareness. So we could talk to Fiamma Paffa from Your Sanctuary, the CEO of Your Sanctuary, on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. So you're the CEO of Your Sanctuary, working with domestic abuse survivors. Just wonder, first of all, how much of an issue is domestic abuse in the local area?
It's a huge issue here and nationally, actually. And I think sometimes people think that Surrey and Woking in particular, nice area, how could it possibly be happening here? But the statistics are quite frightening, insofar as we think that about one in three women will experience domestic abuse at some point in their adult life, and about one in six men will experience it. So if you think about that in terms of, I don't know, your own family, your own friendships, your colleagues, it starts to mount up to an awful lot of people.
And this is the interesting thing, it affects men as well, because you think, it's just something that maybe affects women, but yeah, it affects the whole family and affect anyone.
It can absolutely affect anybody. I would probably like to just clarify that. Also, the research that's been done shows that it is quite a sort of a gendered issue. It does affect women disproportionately than men, and that in the main, men are perpetrators and women are the survivors or victims of domestic abuse. However, we absolutely recognise that it does happen to men as well, and that's why we ended up setting up a specialist male victims support service here within Your Sanctuary. So we do recognise it happens to both.
And it's not all, you think of the stereotype of somebody, with unexplained bruises and things like that. It's not all violence, is it?
It absolutely isn't. And what we're trying to focus on this week is something called coercive control, which is really the nub of the thing. I think what perpetrators tend to do is use a variety of tactics in order to control their partner or their family member, and physical abuse might be one tactic that they use, but often if they're very clever at it and very good at perpetrating domestic abuse, they don't need to use that, and they'll use other tactics, for instance, isolating somebody, humiliating them and belittling them, making them think that they're mad, making maybe other family members and friends think that they're a bit potty. And so what happens is that person starts to lose all their own confidence and self-esteem. They lose contact with anybody that could possibly support them, and basically are too frightened to disobey their perpetrator. So their life becomes just one long series of trying to keep the perpetrator happy, which is impossible.
And this, I suppose, is a gradual thing that's done sort of over a period of time.
Absolutely. It sort of starts with a sort of a grooming process. So perpetrators tend to be absolutely charming at the beginning of a relationship and appear to be very loving and very caring and as sort of your ideal partner. But it very quickly then moves from being very caring and supportive to actually being very controlling. But it's very difficult to recognise that when you're in the middle of it, because by that point you've fallen in love with them.
Yes, it's a tricky one, though. I mean, getting somebody to speak out, they're in a vulnerable position, maybe scared, and maybe they don't really want to accept or acknowledge what's happened.
Yes, and so you have to offer the right support at the right time. And this is where I think friends and family and colleagues can be absolutely key to helping that person recognise what's happening to them, so that they then reach out to an organisation like ours for further help and support. So that's kind of what we're focusing on this week, is to say to people, actually, if your friend or your family member has entered into a new relationship and since then you haven't seen much of them, or as you say, they might be wearing long sleeves in the middle of a hot summer's day and you think they might be hiding bruises, or if they're continually tracked via text and that kind of thing by their partner, then you might just want to open up a conversation with them and say, is everything okay at home? And actually, that's not really a healthy relationship. You know, that sounds like he's quite controlling. And, you know, perhaps you could phone this helpline for some support. Something like that would be really, really helpful at that point.
So the message is, you know, if you suspect that somebody you love or somebody, you know, a family member is a victim of some sort of domestic abuse, then just start that conversation, have that conversation, and I guess phone up somebody like yourselves. And then what happens then when somebody phones your helpline? What can you offer?
Well, the helpline is the first port of call, and we can give lots of information and not only about domestic abuse but about what other support services are available. And if they are then thinking, actually, I'd like to have some further more in-depth support, then they could engage with one of our community outreach workers who will come out and meet them in a safe place, maybe a coffee shop or their place of work or wherever they feel comfortable, and talk to them about what's going on for them, how to help keep themselves and their children safer, and talk through what the options are from there, because it'll be different for everybody. Everybody will have different needs, so we're very much about tailoring the support around that individual rather than a one-size-fits-all.
Okay, so a very individual thing.
Yes.
So we do have the helpline number. We'll give that out in just a bit. So
Brilliant. Your
sanctuary, you've got your stall at the town centre outside Sainsbury's. How's that going this week for you?
That seems to be going well. It's not always manned, but we're trying to get people down there as often as we can with some leaflets and our helpline number. And it's a great way of perhaps engaging with people who otherwise we might not come across. And it's just about making everybody aware that this is an issue throughout our community. It doesn't just happen, you know, down one street of Woking. It's actually across the board. And so it's a great way of us making that issue really, really in the forefront to people's minds.
Okay, and getting the message out there. So you're run by, you rely heavily on volunteers, I believe, to run your service.
We have about 22 members of staff, but we have 65 volunteers, so we definitely couldn't do the work that we do without our amazing volunteers, who give up an awful lot of their own free time to make sure that the helpline is answered in the evenings, to make sure that there's people in refuge doing all sorts of different activities with the women in there. They help out with admin, fundraising, all sorts of things. So, we absolutely rely on them, and they're really valued.
And are you after to more volunteers if people want to get involved?
Absolutely. If somebody thinks that this is something that they'd like to do, they'd like to give a little bit something back to their community, then if you have a look on our website, there's lots of details there about the volunteering opportunities and how to get in touch with us. But we're always on the lookout for new volunteers.
Excellent. Any particular skills that somebody potentially volunteering for you would need, or...?
All sorts of things, but I guess, you know, if they want to be working with survivors, then, you know, some empathy, good listening skills, those sorts of things, really. Bit of life experience, that all comes in really handy. If you're in refuge, then a willingness to sort of roll your sleeves up and muck in, because there's all sorts of jobs that need doing there. So actually, you know, we're happy with people with all sorts of different skills. It really enriches the work that we do here.
Yes, and of course, from the volunteers' point of view, they can maybe build on existing skills or develop new skills as well. So,
absolutely. I mean, if you're thinking that you've been off work for a while and you'd like to hone up some skills, then volunteering is a brilliant way of doing that as a precursor to work. And actually, we've recruited quite a few of our paid staff from our volunteers, actually. In fact, I started as a volunteer with this organisation and thought, you know, wow, I love this work, and then decided to become a paid member of staff. So it's often a step up into work or just a way of giving back to your community if that's what you'd like to do as well.
Brilliant. Well, certainly very worthwhile work that you do. And I'm interested, you use the term survivor rather than victim.
Yeah, I think because people have... I think that the minute you say the word victim, I think it builds up a picture in people's minds, and that's not always accurate, because people who experience domestic abuse are individuals and come from all sorts of different backgrounds. And basically what you're doing when you're living with domestic abuse is you're surviving it every day and trying to get through it every single day. And I think it's trying to recognise how strong people are who are actually living with abuse and who are also trying to recover from it. So I think survivor sort of encompasses that a little bit better than victim.
Just sort of shows that there is a light at the end of a tunnel and there is help
Absolutely.
Out there if you need
there
it.
There definitely is. There definitely is.
So the website, yoursanctuary.org.uk, the helpline number we've got here, 01483 776 822. Is that 24 hours or?
No, it's not. It's from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Okay, and I love your website, the fact you've got the two simple to use buttons to get help and give help.
Thank you. That's really good. Yeah, we've redesigned it, so I'm glad you like it.
Excellent. Very good. So do have a look, yoursanctuary.org.uk. Fiamma, thank you for talking to us this morning.
No, thank you.
Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
We will do. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you then. Take care.
Cheers, bye.